Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, norwoodanalytics.com. Right, Sam?
norwoodanalytics.com.
All right, check it out. So, yep. Sam, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is you want to straighten us out on what really, who's really to blame for what's the subject of the Big Short movie. I haven't seen it yet. I know what it's about, yep. But I haven't gotten around to seeing it. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but give people a little background. Give folks a little background.
Sure. Well, sure. The Big Short is actually a movie that is, and will be one of the nominees for the Academy Awards this year for Best Overall Picture. Anyway, it was a book written about the collapse of the financial markets in 2008, and it goes right to Wall Street, and it shows how corrupted things were on Wall Street, and how it caught so many people on Wall Street by surprise. Before this happened, I had two clients in my consulting practice that were directly involved. One was a home building business, mm-hmm. It was a national home building business, and they had been making tons of money for years, not on building homes, but because they had pre-purchased land, and land was going up, and mm-hmm. they were really making the money on that. And when this collapsed, they were stuck with a lot of land. Anyway, here's the point. Where's the blame? It's all the way up and down the line. I'll give you another perspective. I had a bank client in Tennessee, and in this, the bank had started up a process of originating subprime mortgages. Mm-hmm. And the question on the board, and I was brought in to try to guide the board toward whether or not to expand this business in 2007. And my advice to them was, get out of it, because the whole business of originating loans is corrupt, mm-hmm. and the people who are making money at it are doing it through manipulative ways and not legal ways, and you don't want a bank trying to do this.
Right.
So anyway, so they got out 6 months before the collapse, and it was corrupt all the way up and down.
Yep.
The other perspective I got was from my housekeeper, who had a home, who was talked into acquiring mortgages borrowing $130,000 on $100,000 house.
She had a subprime loan, didn't she?
She was subprime. I mean, yep. She's a housekeeper, but the people came roaring through her neighborhood saying, "How much money do you want?"
Mm-hmm.
And these were corrupt people at the bottom. These were people who wanted to originate loans. How much do you want?
I have said all along, I've always said, that the blame is not just Wall Street.
No.
It's on the mortgage originators. It's on the realtors. There are plenty of realtors out there who encourage people like your housekeeper to buy a loan, even though they knew they couldn't afford it. It's the whole home building industry, from top to bottom, all the way up to the securitizers on Wall Street. They're all to blame, and they all made money.
Yeah, and it was okay. Even so, when she told me about this, I said, "How could you get $130,000 of mortgages on you? Why did you do that?" She said, "Because they kept telling me I could refinance it in a year. Mm-hmm. They would refinance enough to have her make her payments for a year.
Which was a lie.
Refinance it next year. It was a total lie." So I went trying to track down the originator, gone. Then I tried to track down the appraiser, folded up.
Right.
Then I went to the legal, the people who did the closing, mm-hmm. closing on her mm-hmm. on her mortgages, gone.
Huh.
All of these players went back into the woodwork as soon as the collapse happened. And what do you suppose they did after the collapse? They came back out of the woodwork saying, if you'll give us $2,500 in advance,
right,
we will see what we can do about getting you a mortgage adjustment so that your
right.
payments will be easier.
Mm-hmm.
But give us the $2,500, and we'll make our best effort.
There's a lot of that going on.
There was corruption from the bottom all the way up to the top. But the Wall Street was partly to blame, and certainly...
But also, though, Sam... From the political side, you got to go. You got to go back up to the
Jimmy Carter,
but also the Clinton administration, also the Democrats who would not allow the Bush administration to make adjustments to this back in 05 and 06 when they tried to do that. Making these loans, the people tried to stop these loans. People tried to stop this, and they weren't allowed to because of the Community Reinvestment Act that got accelerated in the Clinton administration.
Many people think it goes back to 1976 when Jimmy Carter, under the Jimmy Carter administration, said, look, the American dream is owning a home,
yep.
and minorities and lower-income people are being denied this, and we need to be making... loans to lower income mm-hmm. people and certainly
but
redlining minority areas.
But it never got out of hand until the last decade.
Until the early 1990s.
And that was because of...
early 2000s.
That was because the Clinton administration, Al Gore, raised the bar on what Carter did.
Yep.
And that created a whole lot of problems, folks. Nothing's for nothing. You can't you can't get 120% mortgage if you can't afford 100% mortgage. That's not a good thing. And as Sam said, that's what created the problem. Wall Street leveraged all of that 70-1. So what did we learn? And are we going to prevent it? Have we prevented it from happening again? I'm concerned that we haven't. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.